The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. And, let's thank, Matthias Sangala with, the Twilight. And, we are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM. And, we understand that you are enjoying your holiday. Some of you are preparing to go to honeymoon after, you know, weddings. Some of you are relaxing with your family members. Some of you are still resting after a very long and exciting year. We are greeting you, and we are indicating that the fact that you are awake, the fact that you are listening to Eagle FM Namibia, then that is a great thing. And this is a platform that will be able to communicate and also discuss about issues that, deal with what is happening at home, what is happening in our constituency, what is happening in the region, what is happening in the country, and indeed what is happening in the continent, and how should we move forward. And in terms of the economy, and development, we are always indicating that things can be very tough everywhere, anywhere, but the thinkers who put humanities together are always indicating to us to say, do the best with what you have, where you are, when you can, and make sure that you make the best out of it. Because if you are able to wake up this morning, if you're able to listen to Eagle FM Namibia, there is always something that you have that other people want. But if you do it to the best of your ability, indeed you will be able to make greatness out of that. And in terms of how it has been, particularly when we are enjoying ourselves with our family members and also with our friends, with our loved ones, we must always think to say, for us to go into 2026 with vibe, energy, and also with an advanced practical strategy on how to deal with issues, either at a personal level and at the national level. And also to look at why should we always expect somebody to do something for us. We must be able also to understand that when it comes to development, it starts at home. It starts at home because the foundation of any society is a family. And this is also the time that we need to align our family to say, in terms of how are you preparing your kid to national development that we are speaking about? Are you preparing your kid to be a main participant in continental development when it comes to the direction of African Agenda 2063? Or you are just expecting government to do something for you? And what is also very interesting is that when you expect government to do something for you, you realize to say at some point you are also a government. Because I remember there is always this meme which is trending, but there is something much to learn from memes, because they present the reality of life sometimes to say, a teacher asked a parent to come because the child is not behaving at school. And talk to the school principal, and school principal started shouting, "Oh, your child is not behaving at school. He's always not in class." Then the father has to say, "No, look, when he caused trouble at home, did I call you?" That is already telling you that do the best with the institution that you have. Because if the parent did well in terms of parenting at home, it's a responsibility of the teacher to make sure that when he's come to the environment that is called school and class, that is his zone. That's why it's always important to coordinate, but not to blame somebody. Because if, as a parent, a teacher do their job, community leader did their job, there is no way that that child is not going to perform correctly, and there's no way that that person is not going to be one of the main contributors to national development, because the stratification and the structure of the society is that is interlinked. And when the relationship between those organs of the society are linked together, then, it's easier to mold, and it's easier also to direct, and it's also easier to upbring somebody in the new generation of young people that are not only complainers, they are not only expecting to be given things on a silver platter, but also the generation of hardworking, and also the generation that take out Namibia from this hangover of colonialism, and also to bring self-trust, self-respect, and practical development, rather than speak about what you want, but doing them. So we are greeting, those who sleep with shoes. We are greeting the security guards. We are greeting the men and women in the uniform. Greeting the police officers, militaries, and also the our invisible protectors, particularly those who make sure that we sleep well at home, where they are protecting us. We speak about people who keep the lights on, the tech people, because in national development, we only speak about the success of the best manager, the best CEO, the best executive. But we don't understand the guys who are keeping the system on, particularly these guys, that the IT guys that we just see. But these are the guys who are holding the system, the paramedics and all those people. Particularly when you're on holiday, they make sure that life should continue, and they are protecting us, and they are defending the system. And before we go to the conversation for today, because today we are going to speak about self and to evaluate our developmental directions, to say when we have a business summit in Dubai, how many people are in a delegation, how useful are those people within that delegation, and are our arrows that we are using to hunt the rabbit worth the quality of the rabbit that we are hunting? Are the resources that we put in searching for fundings, investment, money, and loans worth the result which is coming out? And also, what is the standard of operation of our development project? Why are we running toward the outside world? Why somebody who is in the Western world can't wait to catch a flight to come to Namibia, so that he can have a good life? So we are looking at that evaluation, and also to look at in that process of looking for fundings, in that process of looking for developmental assistance, how much are we losing in that process of investing outside the country? How much have we lost? There was a debate when government institution pension fund lost around over 800 million in one of the investments, and in that there was a debate to say no, that is just not even 2%, but we have more money on that. But how much are we losing? How much that should have been used to somebody, to national development? And also to say we are not only asking questions for the sake of asking, but we are also asking questions for the sake of, to say what can be done moving forward in order to make sure that we plan carefully. And when a delegation is going to an international forum, it should include people who can have an impact. And we must economize, we must be economic about the resources that we are using in, looking for resources. We must be also economic about our developmental projects, to say how much we spend on development, and how much we spend on discussing development. and how much we spend on discussing our problems and what they need to be done moving forward. And we look at some of the critical scenarios moving forward. But before we go to that conversation, it's also quite crucial to look at what is happening, around the world, particularly in the continent of Africa. What's happening around the world, especially in the continent of Africa, and what is happening in terms of development. It was indicated that the Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, is in Addis Ababa, is in Ethiopia, and starting his 2-day visit. It was stated that India Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Ethiopia, yesterday, for a 2-day visit, and one of the center of discussion from the New Delhi perspective is Ethiopia is a key economic geostrategic partner in Africa, and also India is also planning to influence its cooperation, and also planning to influence its cooperation with India. And what is also very interesting, is that India is also trying to make sure that it also expand its trade relations and its economic cooperation with Africa. And remember, this year, and it's actually for the first time, a very, very, very powerful, global leader coming to Namibia. Very powerful global leader coming to Namibia. Narendra Modi. This year he was also in in Namibia, and also look at areas of cooperation, particularly in the area of health, business, and also other trade relations. And this is also one of the very critical things to say. The game did not change much. The wealth of Africa is still intact. The periods have changed. There is no more about colonialism, but it's also about strategic partnership. And the reports are indicating to say India is expanding its relations with Africa amidst competition in competition either from China and other countries. Imagine looking at India in terms of population. India is I think it's the top three in terms of largest population, following China, and the population of India is almost equivalent to the population of Africa. It's quite very interesting to look. It's like a continent to a continent. And looking at Ethiopia, because when you look at what Ethiopia have been doing, especially when it comes to bringing about or constructing one of the biggest dam in Africa, and also its investment in nuclear power, you'll be able to understand that that is the future. That is the future. And Narendra Modi coming to Ethiopia, it's quite interesting looking at the future of trade. And also at the center of that, it's also the aspect of Africa Continental Free Trade Area. It was indicated that Ethiopia works to attract more Indian investment, especially in pharmaceuticals, agro-processing, light industry, and India seek to broaden access to African market through Africa Continental Free Trade Area. And Narendra Modi visit expect to produce several agreements, because like we are always indicating, if you see for example Chairman Xi Jinping of China coming to a country, they don't just come to say hi. People are very busy with their schedule, especially from the developed world. When they come and visit your country, they expect to sign some agreements. They expect to enter into real business. Because when they come to visit you, they don't come to check how beautiful your hotels are. They are coming to do business. They already understand what you have. And they also understand which area of cooperation. And it seems like the world is moving toward the east, especially when it's coming to trade. However, that did not also rule out, the interest of the Western world, because the Western world is still powerful in terms of investment. Because when you look at EU, alone, the investment of EU in Africa, then you can also be able to understand that. Because I was listening to the speech of the president of EU, especially at EU-AU summit, which happened, following the G20, which happened in Angola. The president of EU indicated, and it's a very experienced diplomat, the way she spoke, and indicated to say, you know, EU, you are still the number one trading partner of Africa in comparison to other countries such as China. Then, if you read between the lines, the words of diplomats, you cannot really see. If you are just looking from a distance, when a diplomat spoke and you are offended, and that is not a true diplomat, they always make sure that when they present their presentation, they mean business, but they are very careful and tactical in the way they present. But you must be able to understand that there is direct competition over who is gaining influence in Africa. There is direct competition over who is gaining influence in Africa. And there is also direct competition too over who is going to get access to the products in the African continental free trade area. Because the international players in the world are not naive. They know that when Africa comes together, when Africa continental free trade area becomes so effective, you can't ignore Africa. You need to make sure that you move into that aspect. That's why you see the big men of global politics, such as Narendra Modi, is in Ethiopia. And he doesn't just work for free. That is one of the most powerful men on earth in terms of political power and also commanding an economic powerhouse too. Because India is not a new kid. Because the population of India is almost equivalent to the population of Africa. Imagine you are the prime minister of Africa. It's like a one-on-one basis. It's like they are operating on one-on-one. But that's why we're indicating that even when he traveled to Namibia this year, we are so surprised and also excited, because you don't get that luxury of visit, but also to say you have something that is wanted by the world, because this is not a high school friendship. This is real business. People, they are looking for resources to save and serve their countries. Moving forward, it is indicated that 30 people jailed in Benin in connection with a failed coup. 30 people failed in Benin in connection with failed coup. It was indicated that some of 30 people, most of them are soldiers, have been jailed in Benin in connection of the failed coup, especially that some of the wrong unit of soldiers in Benin tried to overthrow the government of Benin. That was on the 7th of December, on Sunday, And it was indicated that the president of Benin was saved by some of the military loyalists, and also with the assistance of France, and also assistance of Nigeria, especially looking at support from the Nigerian Air Force and also other Western African allies, because ECOWAS is also very tired of coup in the Western region. They are also making sure that they are protecting their interests, because if you lose countries one by one, especially in the Western region, you end up alone, and the regional bloc will become ineffective. It was stated that the president of Benin was assisted. President Talon was assisted by France and also the Western African countries such as Nigeria, by providing logistic, by providing military intelligence, and also a support. And in that aspect, he was be able to be saved. But these 30 people are jailed, and they are faced with his murder and also high treason. And the leader of the group, that is Lieutenant Colonel Pascal Tigre, stated to have fled the country to Togo. And he also released a statement at one point that he just went there temporarily. He will come back to take over the country. But it's also a question of security, and also a question of what will happen. I was looking at a few legal instruments, especially in terms of Benin. But I think they have better laws. And they are indicating that even high treason, the punishment would not be death penalty, unlike other countries in Africa, like DRC, like Mozambique and other countries. Because high treason in some countries, if you are prosecuted of high treason, it's obvious that the fact that you are found guilty of high treason is death penalty. But in this case, seems like the situation, maybe it's life imprisonment, maybe they will be pardoned, but also the question also of security, and also what are some of the motivating factors of destabilizing African countries, and what is the barrier of this into the Africa that we want, and also into trade in the continent of Africa. So, it's 39 minutes past the hour of 6. You are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And we are going to look at a short commercial break. Then from there, we are looking at some of the international news before we look at the conversation, particularly when we are going to speak about the court in Paris rules that PSG must pay more than 70 million US dollars to Mbappe in wage dispute. And also, when you are looking at some of this amount of money, you're just being shocked to say, money which are being paid to one player, even in terms of salaries and also investment, money being paid to one player in Europe, in Spanish league or in French league, can be equivalent to the money that we also borrow in terms of Eurobonds for us to develop our country. And also to try to look at that aspect, to say, if we are really serious about development, why can't we also venture into that aspect? Why can't we make sure that our stadiums are in order, that one day we have people who play in English Premier League, for example, in La Liga, for example, that they will bring that money to Namibia. And you also look at sport and the economy. We are not really looking at the detail of the case, but sport and the economy. And so to say, when our deputy prime, when our deputy minister of education, innovation, youth, the sport, art and culture, Dino Baroti was indicating to say, Braveries will play at home in, I think it was in October, the prediction was Braveries to play at home in October. Can you go back and look at that statement and also analyze it to say, what is the progress in terms of upgrading our stadium? And are we going to have a well-functioning stadium by 2030? Is the money availed? Or we are still going to train outside? And somebody was talking to me yesterday. It was not actually to me. It's my colleague Dwight was speaking about, the African Cup of Nations. Then I was very angry inside and said, no man, yes, I'm very interested in looking at that, but why we are not even qualifying? We are not even qualifying to play at that aspect, at that level. And Namibia qualifying to World Cup is still a dream. Football-wise, the World Cup is still a dream. It never happened. It's still a dream. But you have quality players. Namibia have quality players. If you take Peter Sharurire, if you take Shasha, Peter Sharurire, and put him on the scale of English Premier League players, you wouldn't be surprised if you put him, if he will be in the top 50, or even in the top 30. If you compare Peter Sharurire with, for example, Sifiwe Tshabalala, the guy who scored the first South African goal in World Cup 2010, he is much better in terms of performance and fitness. Because if you take Peter Sharurire or Dion Hotto, put him at a scale with Asamoah Gyan, the guy who brought hope in World Cup in 2010, especially that side of Ghana, you wouldn't be surprised if he is way ahead of that. But what are our institution doing to upgrade more Peter Sharurire in Namibia to compete at that level? Because those are the conversation that we need to look at. But after a short commercial break, we look at the case of Bampe. It's a well-known soccer player. And we'll scale it down also to ourselves to say, what does it mean? Why so much value in sport? What can we do moving forward? Stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 8.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of
its staff.
My friend,
why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the Eva Tere Urikoni Mondo Tuto Ingida, Ashike Kapeno Nuevo, Tete Opoe, Eku Kurile, Oshafa Fana Nongeshefa Iri, Meholamo, Iho Etike, Kovano, Ileko Shuan, Onongeshefa, Yapumbo Kukaraya, Kovano, Okupitira Mo Eagle FM, Otuna Evi Tota Njuka, Okupitira, Oipindi Konu, Konda Doi, Nawa, Nuneudo, Otukwetira, O Special, Angeta Shake Ngeshefa, Omarude, Dayo Loka, Opone Ujendi Fenawa, Nokumona, Oijamwiri Nawa, Ningepata Fanona, Monica, Ko Eagle FM, Onora Tatuime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali no Heali, Ineko Berewa, Brahetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, The Eye. Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva Tere Urikoni Mondo Tuto Ingida, Ashike Kapeno Nuevo, Tete Opoe, Eku Kurile, Oshafa Fana Nongeshefa Iri, Meholamo, Iho Etike, Kovano, Ileko Shuan, Onongeshefa, Yapumbwa Kukaraya, Kovano, Okupitira Mo Eagle FM, Otuna Evi Tota Njuka, Okukwetira, Oipindi Konu, Konda Doi, Nawa, Nune Udo, Otukwetira, O Special, Angeta Shake Ngeshefa, Omarude, Dayo Loka, Okone Ushendi Fenawa, Nokumona Oijamwiri Nawa, Ninge Pata Fanona, Monica, Ko Eagle FM, Onora Tatuime, Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali No Heali, Ileko Berewa, Brahe Tatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe, and we are looking at the aspect of economic development, issues which affect our bread and butter. And, we are looking at the case of Bampe. It was indicated that the court rules PSG must pay more than $70 million to Bampe in wage disputes. This indicated that the court in Paris yesterday stated that Paris Saint-Germain, that is PSG, must pay more than €600 million to Kylian Mbappe in dispute over unpaid wage bonus linked to the end of his contract that was before his 2024 move to Real Madrid, and those who follow football, soccer, be able to understand that Kylian Mbappe, just as a young player with a lot of money, just at the age of 26, and it's a forward in Real Madrid, and there are dispute of him to be paid around €60 million, especially over dispute of the contract. And PSG was seeking €400 million from Mbappe, citing damage of loss, a loss of opportunity after he left on free transfer. And the court in Paris, that is known as Conseil de Pro Home de Palais, last month sided with Mbappe, and this indicated that in this regard he will be paid this amount of money, but this is just money over dispute. But how much money is he taking home? How much money does he worth in terms of the quality of him as a player? And we'll be able to understand that Mbappe joined PSG from Monaco for 180 million euros in 2017. And when you put that amount of money in the Namibian dollars, you'll be able to understand that, it's not chicken change, it's real money. And sport has money. Because when there is dispute over such amount of money, how much does a quality player, just one quality player, worth, and how much are they making in international leagues? But it's also a question of, especially to ask ourselves as Namibians to say, what is our investment in sport? What is our investment in sport? There is good pronunciation, but are we seeing those results coming out? The president gave a strategic direction to say this is where we are moving, this is where we are investing. Those who are charged with the responsibility of implementing those strategic objective moving, where is the money? What is the motion of expanding, rehabilitating stadiums so that at least, I understand when the deputy minister of sport stayed down, Braveheads who play at home before the end of the year, there have been a lot of doubts. Maybe he had a plan. It could be that he had a plan, but those who, because he cannot do anything without other people. And that is the fact. You can have a very good minister, but if those who are being led are not following, if those who are being led, they are not seeing, for example, the agency of the med. If those who are being led are not seeing that the young Namibians need to be taken out of the street immediately with agency, because the street is killing talent. The street is wasting young people's energy. Young people need to be kept busy, need to be in the field, need to be supported, to be trained, and also to be given, allowance and, assistant financially, sustainable income from that sport. Young people need to be at the gym practicing to be the new generation of boxers in Namibia. How many Namibian boxers won a title in Las Vegas? How many of them? I'm still looking at the records. How many Namibians won titles in on an international platform, apart from beating technical knockout our friends from Zimbabwe here, Ghana, Kenya? It's few of them who won international boxing titles. But what does it say about the levels, the support of our sports? When that time when Hitman Moses knocked down Komboli, I think he's from Japan at the time, when he came to Namibia, he was a national hero. But how many Hitman Moses did we produce of our generation? When Harry Simon was racing, how many Harry Simons did we raise from that? Who passed that bar? Because we need somebody to, not only to perform to the level of Harry Simon when he was at his prime, but to overtake at a certain level. But are we getting support from that? My sister, Christine Boma, did a very incredible job in representing us at international Olympics, and overtook almost everybody and became number two. overtook almost everybody. Professionals from Jamaica, those who ran like they were born to do it, or like they were born running, overtook them. But how much of the support are we giving to the young Christian bombers? Where is this? Where are these kids? It says a lot about the connection between what we say and what we do, particularly investment in upgrading talent. Imagine we just have five players who play at international leagues. How much money would they make, and how much are they going to bring at home? Because if you go to Senegal, if you go to Togo, if you go to Togo, our friend Manuel Adebayo, build infrastructures there. If you go to Ivory Coast, the work of Didier Drogba is being seen, but that is not African money. It's just African talent. But let's hope with the action plan. Let's just not, because hope is a very expensive thing to sell to a person. But let us also be very clear, especially when you say we are investing in young people, to say it's not a negotiable thing. And it's also not a favor. It's what is supposed to be done. It's not a favor to say we are investing in young people. That is what needs to be done. It's like a parent sending kids to school. It's not a favor for a parent to send the kids to school. It's the responsibility of a parent. It's not a favor for a parent to give kids allowance. It's a responsibility of a parent. But the parent should also be appreciated. Yeah, that's why we are saying in terms of our government, let's see, because this is more than Kylian Mbappe case, but it's also a show of value in the business of sport, and also a show of value in the business of talent. And if he come into Namibia, if Mbappe come into Namibia, for example, he's 26 years old. He has money. He has influence. And money is a very good thing because it can change lives. It can, send people to school. It can innovate. It can give somebody quality medical care. And it can also remove people from poverty. But if we invest in that real investment, then we would not be. Will not be where we are, and our direction will be very clear. We'll do more than what we say we are going to do. So, it's 59 minutes past the hour of six, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and you can still give your input at 083-288-401-083. 288-401. Let us look at NHP and move forward.
Esira shisho, pagyo tadi kukwathere opogoro kara uwasira ya kweni ochisho. Watuchi itana Basic Mental Health First Aid Course. Haiganjwa oshari chamhongi kwa mboka ili iyo, iyo NHP. Watapewa unongo nonseo, nangene una okutongorora omadidiriko obopetameko igena cha nupiakadhi nenge omathidakano opama vira vira. Kuchane, omokatiko kumekoe, nenge anironga pamwe nangoe. Osho, otopewa unongo ukene una okwea kwa thera, nukwea pa ea bidido yiri monjira. Omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara. Kuyerere ounji, na hene unokara uishangitha, tarira po epanja yao yo nhp.com.na. Pangono maradura sano, ododina okurandua. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima. Don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye. Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with the Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's 4 minutes past the hour of 7, and we are here until the hour of 8, when we are going to give the mic to Big Mike to unpack the day. And you can still engage us at 083-288-401. And yeah, there's a news here from SA. It's not easy out there. It's indicated that a DJ was fatally shot a week after tweeting he may be killed over Kate Matara's comment. And seems like South Africa is not only becoming a mafia state, like one analyst indicating that South Africa is becoming Colombia, is becoming Mexico. Because the gang rule the street. You say something, they take you down. And you may be able to understand that when Madlanga Commission and also, the ad hoc committee of, South African Parliament started over the capturing of the judiciary and the security, the police and the criminal justice system be able to understand that people are dodging bullets there because the gang rule the street, and not only ordinary people, police officers also. They die on the front line every day. But you are just asking yourself to say, had it not been with almost say Julius Kwananzi, because there are two, had it not been because of Tadla Kwananzi, exposure of July, exposure of what is happening within the criminal justice system, how things would be. Because so far, since the beginning of the parliamentary ad hoc committee, and I understand that now they are on holiday, and also Madranga Commission, one state witness was shot dead, and he was giving exploding in information, and you're also asking to say, what is the strength of the state protection over citizens who give information, and how is justice happening? Because that who is serving justice is being, you know, that who is serving justice is the one who is life is in trouble, and that who committed crime is being praised, and is vice versa. So one witness was shot dead. And just last night, popular DJ, who was also, closer to those who are involved, was shot dead. But you cannot judge to say who killed him, because it's still a matter of justice to say who shot him, because some enemies, because with the justice system, the law is the law. Some enemy, they use your situation where you are. Just because you are arguing with your husband, your ex will get an opportunity to ambush you and beat you up. Then your husband will be in trouble. Because some people, they use situation, to also, you know, take opportunity to avenge on you, because people are too early to judge. Could be that people use such opportunity also to put others or defy others, but it's justice to be saved. Things may also be seen, because it's not the first time, because there was this is ongoing case involved the death of a former goalkeeper of Orlando Pirates, and also South Africa, the Senzo Mewe case. They've been lawyers being finding themselves in trouble there. Lawyers finding themselves in trouble. Look at the story of Advocate Tefo, a well-known former police officer who became an advocate. Look at the system. Look at how he was fighting in that court. Then you're also asking yourself to say, what is going on in our neighboring country, our friend and the trading partner? Because if you have money, you will be safe. But if you are a middleman and you are closer to influence, but influence is not on your side, you also find yourself, underground. That is what is happening in SA. But it's quite an unfortunate, because they just lost so many people. Prominent people die mysterious death, unsolved cases. You have a captain of a national team. You have a popular musician. You have counselors and It's quite more than a mafia state. But we are yet to see how things will be. And let us hope they put their house in order. And also to learn from other countries to say, if we normalize criminality, if we normalize corruption, there will be a point where nobody is safe, even the initiator of corruption. There will be a point of what is called the state of nature. And if you are in the state of nature is ruthless competition and is lack of morality, because people pursue their own interest over your dignity, over your rights. Because when you are practicing a corrupt activity, it may look good to you, but when the system becomes so rotten, even your kids are not safe anymore. That's why this thing of corruption and good governance must be understood deeply. Because if you can be able to survive it, you can be able to get away with it. But when the system that you use, people are bending it, and it becomes so rotten to that extent that things will fall apart. When things fall apart, it's a gang leader who rule the street, and is that who has much money, who use money for protection, and you will not see justice, then it becomes so chaotic. But yeah, that is what is happening. You can call back at 083-288-401-083 to give your questions, input, and your contribution. Most importantly is your contribution. We learn from you. We educate one another, because it's a matter of co-creation of knowledge, and it's also a matter of expanding conversations. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Yes. How you say?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, well, on that South African issue, yeah, I think there was a time I posed a question, and I really just wanted to know on our own system here, how saved are the whistleblower? In terms of the registration, in terms of all the necessary measures.
I think the Whistleblower Act is still not yet finalized, but it's in the process.
So if it's not finalized, is it so difficult to borrow, from those existing registration and the statutory provision that it might be there? To protect, because if it's not yet finalized, but you still you are the activity.
You want to blow the whistle or what?
No, I'm just saying, because it's very crucial,
Oh, okay.
So we now see the young men.
Just hold on, eh? Hold on.
Okay.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Smile if you can hear this message. You are blessed. You're alive. You may also realize that Christmas is not about the presents anymore. Christmas is about the gift of love. Your smile is contagious. It is that smile that kept everyone going at ShopRite and Checkers this past year. Thank you for your support. ShopRite Checkers wish you a fabulous festive season.
Yeah.
Yes. What I'm saying is that I'm more interested, and I know there are many people who might have, who have got interest in this tech.
Mm.
So when you look at South Africa,
mm.
and their whistleblower might be in existence, I'm not sure, but you can see that even the Madlanga Commission is now under pressure to ensure that those people are heavily protected.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you talk about those guys who actually sneak in the court during that court proceeding.
Who are doing what?
Who were actually there to conspire.
Who are doing what?
Who were there to conspire.
Can you start your statement? I'm not getting you, sorry.
What I'm saying, you just mentioned about the goalkeeper was killed. And a few days ago, few weeks ago,
mm.
when that court proceeding was going on,
mm.
there were guys who were conspiring
mm.
to kill the judge mm-hmm. and the advocate who were presenting there, who were caught. Yeah, I think you, that's where you were referring to,
mm-hmm.
in that court proceeding. But they were just there to ensure that, yes, number one, A, B, C, D is gunned down.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, they were found. And then now, in general, the whistleblowers, as we see now, witnessing the death of the Sander Merwa and all many others.
Mm-hmm.
Even the one that just happened yesterday or the day before yesterday, actually.
Mm.
The DJ one.
Mm.
All these things seem to be linked to this criminal activity. Mm-hmm. Now, in my concern now here is that, yes, because it's the same scenario that can also be happening here and can be applicable here.
Mm.
In our own case here, what type of measures do we have to protect, number one, the judicial system?
How do you call it?
So, and then also the people themselves. Because if you are saying that thing is not yet finalized,
yeah.
Are there some measures to support that can assist those who might want to give you the, because you are saying the corruption needs to be fought by everyone.
Indeed, I think, but there must be certain measures of being a state witness and being protected. But in Namibia, there is no threat. I think Namibia we are still peaceful. That one you must understand.
We are still peaceful, but yeah. People may be working underground to destroy the system.
No. It's not a matter of that, but I agree with you. 100%. I agree with you.
So prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think there is still, protection is still there. If you are under threat, I think you'll be protected. I'm sure about that.
Under threat. By the time if you are under, how will you know that this person is under threat? Maybe just when we are speaking in the, like this, generally and things like that, people might just say, this guy, and you understand? So we need to seriously, that's why the president was so more concerned about the bills that are being passed in the parliament.
Yeah.
And these are the issues that we need so that we protect the interest of the public, for example. And also the life of the student. So some of these things, like I said, maybe you might also able to borrow, use some other registration, or to make sure that yes, if criminal acts are committed, and this is how you deal with this, even though you do not have the act in place as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you might also be able to use some of this statutory provision that are there in order to even also encourage the people to come forward. Because now they are saying things like that in South Africa. Mm. And we are also here. And we are saying South African constitution also has a lot of provision that they have borrowed from our constitution. Now, if we are not doing that immediately, then that immediately terms might be understood from different angle. But if we cannot do that as a matter of urgency, and then what are you waiting? Are we waiting for the people to come out before they are gunned down? Nobody who can come out.
It's a good question. It's actually a very good question.
Let's see how we can seriously adhere to the
But that is in the hands of the lawmakers, because the president is not a lawmaker.
But she can give
a directive to the people that she sent to parliament, or the people that her party sent to parliament.
Not necessarily the people that are sending the property. So they, ourselves here, as pigeons, who are who are to formulate some of those laws, the bills. So what are we doing? Are we not seeing that that need to make sure that the president, because the president, even those who are in parliament, they are also waiting from us. What are they still
But I think the process is initiated. It's only not finalized. I don't know where they stand.
So can we find out where they are standing?
Okay. Thank you. Unless you have another contribution.
I think the one for Bambe and the other soccer players, we can find them later.
Yeah, but at the Barotti told us that Breviers was supposed to play, was going to play at home before the end of the year. But we still have Mr. Barotti, the deputy minister of education.
Yeah. Because you see, many people are just bringing up legal issues, legal challenge, and things like that.
No. I'm speaking about Breviers to say we are supposed to play. The discussion was supposed to say Breviers to play at home before the end of the year.
Which sports field are they going to use?
That is the question.
Mm-hmm. So because people are doing those things deliberately to make sure that they tarnish also the everything and say yes, people are playing in South Africa and they don't even know how those sports field that have come, how have those sports field have were established in South Africa and all these things, that they are just blaming. But here, we are not blaming our own people who are just challenging unnecessary. The tender is challenged. You know, you don't have the capacity like that the NASA Angola says, and then you are challenging the thing, delaying the whole process.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that everything is blamed on the government. That is not good enough. So thank you very much, David, for opportunity.
All right. Thank you for input.
Good.
Yeah. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And just as this indicated, we say when you are looking at South Africa, there is one case which I've been following, especially the Senzo Meiwa case, Docket 375, as it has been known. There's been very interesting progress, but you just get tired also, because in Africa you can prosecute somebody. I can have a trial for even 20 years. You're asking yourself to say, why so much trial? Why so much complication? Much complication. And in that case, you also have some advocates who, you know, some withdraw, some died. A mysterious death. It was one of the leading advocates there, known as Lion Gomezuru, or Thulani Gomezuru. So died in that legal battle. I don't know what happened. But there are also those who are still pushing, such as Zandile Msholololo and many others, but you just get tired of saying, can't follow this case for the whole year. And it becomes so difficult with our judicial system to finalize cases. We don't have experts. You don't have experienced judges. What is causing that? You don't have experienced investigators. So what is the process? Look at our official case. When is it going to be finalized? Maybe when our children are at university. But what does it say also to those who are in jail? What is the right of the accused? Because you are denying justice. And the longer you prolong cases, the difficult it is to fix your institution. That's why at the center of Namibia being relisted is inability to finalize money laundering cases. But let's hope the new generation of judges, lawyers, and also prosecutors and also investigators are going to have that capacity to effectively fasten without compromising, the rules of, or the decorums and the rules of the courts. But yeah, that is a conversation of another day. That is a conversation of another day. And let us look at a short commercial break. Then we'll look at how much arrows we spend on shooting that rabbit and what is the quality of that rabbit. How much money have we spent on investing? How much have we lost in the process of trying to save Namibia? And what is the process of, development so far? Are we still in meeting? Are we still in conversation? How many projects have we completed? What is the state of housing in Namibia? And looking at also, most importantly also, what is the quality of how much investment have we invested in the education? What is the quality of education? Is the quality of education worth the investment that we put in? What are we prioritizing? What is the quality of our primary education? And also, how much do we spend on international trips, for example? Are the delegations relevant? If the delegations are relevant, their contribution are relevant, what is the outcome of those contributions? And moving forward, how much are we losing? And if the input is, there's a gap between input and output, especially in terms of put more money in looking for money, then you end up losing more money, then the math is not mathing. Then you are getting things, or we are getting things out of control. You put more investment, you don't have data on the outcome. You are losing it. It's out. It's like you lose out on cash flow management. You lose out on that aspect. But yeah, let's look at the short commercial break. Then we continue with the conversation, particularly on how much we spend on looking for funds, on development, looking for investment, and does that have a real impact on an ordinary person on the ground? Because when, for example, you look at millions coming into Namibia and billions coming into Namibia, to whose expenses? When you look at 10 billion, when you look at 10 billion investment in the country, when you look, for example, at 10 million loan from African Development Bank to the green hydrogen sector, is that worth the outcome? How many people are going to benefit from that? How much we have pumped in so far? And also, where are we standing? Are we guys coordinating? Are we on the right track? Or there is a smoke somewhere that needs to be dealt with? because if something so prominent is not coming out with energy, there must be something that is not being done well. So let us continue the conversation. Let us continue the conversation and move forward.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle My friend,
staff.
Why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye. Lipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo, ihewe tike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu honda doili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe pa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mbura etatu natu bali o etatu hatatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe, and we are indicating to you to say today we are looking at how much have we lost in the process of defending the country, in the process of fighting for economic development, and also in the process of uplifting of human development. You would want to ask yourself to say, man, when you look at where we are and where we came from and where we are going, what the numbers are saying, Where did we spend our last 5 years? What did we spend our last five years doing? Our last 10 years doing? Why all of a sudden when we wake up, we have the highest price of electricity in SADC region, somebody can say in Africa. Electricity price even overtaking Zimbabwe. And I've been always betting on Zim, but I was wrong. I miscalculated them. Why all of a sudden when we wake up, no matter the investment in education, the public sector is full of people who are not qualified compared to those who are in the street. What did we do wrong? Then you ask yourself to say, spending so much money moving around the world and having so much investment, why is so difficult for the situation to change for an ordinary Namibian? And you can also ask yourself to say, what is that we lost? Where did we spend our last 10 years doing, when we still speak about value addition, mineral beneficiation, upgrading of institution, building of factories? And you can also be provocative to say, why do you have many churches in Namibia, which is their democratic right, than industries, if you are speaking about industrialization by 2030? Then you're also asking yourself to say, what is that we did not do right that we can do better? Especially when you speak about money that we have lost. Not that the Sangwasa just won an award, and it's going to be a very interesting 2026, because we can disagree with his method. Some people, they call him his policing method. Some people call him interference. But the fact of the matter is that he's a very practical guy. He's a very practical guy. But one of the things that the Zangwasa did is taking on institutions that there were no go zone, especially to former ministers of urban and rural development. Taking on that, those institutions head on, there were no go zone. Zambezi is city of Windhoek. He went there and instructed them to put their house in order. Although there are also things that you may say, I think could have negotiated taking these 700 or this money to prioritize other towns. But one of the things that I want to look at today is instructing former councillors in the city of Windhoek to pay back 20 million. Instructing them to say, you must pay back that money. That is, must pay back 20 million that was spent on travel fund, regardless of the minister not approving it. And that is now the question to say, okay, if that was not approved by the minister, how much more did we lose of unrecorded? If only these are things that are coming out, but how much more? Because when the minister is saying it's not, you are not going, it could be that he want to economize, or it could be that he sees that money could have been used to prioritize other things. And how much did that trip brought to the city? It's a very interesting aspect to look at. And the other thing is investment. An investment lost outside the country should not be something to be defended. Just say, I lost this investment, I'm going to improve or somebody will be held accountable. Easy as that. Because at the point that we are, I see, the other time, when we were at BON, I asked, I asked the Minister of Finance to say, when are we going to get another Euro bond? Because we just recently paid back. When are we going to get another one? But looking at the way we are still borrowing money somewhere. But we cannot afford to lose even 2 million as a country. We cannot afford to lose that at this point in time without holding somebody accountable. And the other time, government institutes of pension fund released a statement to say, no, that over 800 million that is lost in investment is just not even, it's not even 2% of what we have. We still have more money. But the question is that how much we lost in looking for money and how are we going to improve moving forward? And the other thing is also, international travels. You hear, because every person who is moving out of Namibia, either you are on a state ticket or on a private ticket, you are an ambassador of Namibia. You make sure that when you go outside the country, you don't just go there, so you take pictures. You go there to look for opportunities too. You go there also to sell Namibia to other people so they can come and do business with Namibia. If you go there to represent us young people, especially those who get opportunity to go and represent the country, don't just go there to take selfies. Go there and come out with something, because we are at a point that we cannot afford to lose money anymore. A certain institution pay for your trip. You attend a UN conference on young people. You attend, BRICS summit. You attend a conference in anywhere, China or Russia. Make sure that at least you are impactful, because we are not at a point where we are losing money. We are not at the point where we can afford to lose money, because the situation on the ground is not conducive. There is ambiguity in terms of policy direction. There is a lot of unfinalized law that can enable us to participate fully on our economy. That is why you cannot afford to lose that. If a delegation is about business negotiation, why do you need the whole management to go? For what and for who? Key people that are going to play a role must go. Maybe with their private secretary or and their security. But the whole delegation is going. Even people who are not experts. Yes, the head of the state is a chief diplomat. It's the highest level of leadership within the country. If there is international conference, you go. If there is no, somebody must go. Few business people must represent the business community. But everybody is going. I've been watching COP events from a distance. COP29, COP30, COP28. And I look at the delegation and I evaluate myself to say, yes, it's a very good representation, but is this one, and is David also going to bring something?
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Yeah, we'll continue the conversation. We'll continue the conversation, particularly how much have we lost in looking for assistance and funding. there is more money on green finance, but there's also more money that we are losing on international trips, particularly to those who go out and don't contribute anything, those who go out and who don't even remember what was the content of the conversation. Yeah, because at this point in time, we cannot afford to lose that. There is money we lose through being tricked. Cybersecurity is still not sorted, but there is more that we can do. Because from the hunter's perspective is to say, you can't go for hunting, then you are losing 20 arrows just to come back at home with a dove. Or you are losing 15 arrows through hunting just to come back with a rabbit. At least if you lose 15 arrows, you must come back with an oryx, because there is quality in outcome. Because hunters were also economic. To say we don't hunt anything, we hunt something of quality. We don't attend any meeting, we don't go to any deal that we are invited to. Let's take strategic deals. Not everything is a win-win. If everything was a win-win, we would not be here. If every trip had the win-win outcome, we would not be here. Those are the conversations that we should expand. If you want to agree with me, do an evaluation. Even to you yourself, do an evaluation to say, even if it's not a tangible outcome coming out from this, was this valuable? Was this valuable to us? I want you to take, there is no better conference I attend this year than Public-Private Sector Forum. That discussion worth investment. That discussion at the worth investment. And you will never find it. It was rare in the history of Namibia for a president to spend 2 days sitting with people in one place talking about the solution to the problems. There was no better conference. That investment, wealth, that conversation. However, the analysis of the outcome would be measured on the implementation of what was discussed today. Because the longer it takes for the discussion discussed at Public-Private Sector Forum to be implemented, the more the time of losing of quality of investment will start. Because the longer it takes, you also realize to say, the whole organizing thing, the food invested, the time, the money that all the business people have used to travel, some they left their very important work, some strategic leaders, every strategic person was there. Political parties leaders, MPs, lawmakers, high-level advocates, ambassadors. It would be a waste if Public-Private Sector Forum summary and direction is not implemented. And I'm not attacking anyone. But at the end of the Public-Private Sector Forum, the DG of National Planning Commission summarized the way forward. And one of the summary is strong monitoring and evaluation and report back. I remember that correctly on top of my mind. Strong monitoring and evaluation and reporting back. Strengthening of data and reporting back. And I just say now that other institutions are not bringing out data. Then the question should still continue to say, how much are we losing in the process of trying to sort out Namibia? Because that was the greatest investment in that conference. A president sitting with you for 2 days, you can't see it. Not even that of who you say they love their people so much, spend with you for 2 days. It was a valuable investment from everybody. But it should not end there. The implementation, the committee said, if they are not doing their job, then we are wasting more money on a very important conference with less outcome. And you wouldn't be shocked if 2026 come and we are still talking about Breviarius come and play in Namibia. We want Breviarius to come and play in Namibia. We want Air Namibia to come back and our Namibia Air to come back. But not only to come back, but to come back with a sustainable plan. Not only to come back to milk us again, because we must not lose that money again in the process of advancing our country. When it come back for good. And it come back with profiting. It must be a profit-making institution, well-managed. You wouldn't get another reason to liquidate it. Then you become chief liquidator of key institutions. So, that is the question. And when we speak about how much money we spend on trying to get money, then we end up losing that money. Let's forget about the investment of JPF. Maybe next time they're going to do better. Nobody wants to blame anybody. Maybe they're going to do better. Maybe they have a strategy. Maybe they have learned a lesson. But more than 800 million is not chicken change. It's a lot of money. And I'm always speaking in my industrialization discussion, need and also green schemes. There is fund, there is money allocated to Ministry of Agriculture. Upgrading of those green schemes. Where are the data? It's rainy season now. Let's see by next year, March, how much those green schemes brought about. If business continue as it has been, then we will not be shocked that challenges will continue, because we cannot afford anymore to lose. And you only understand the agency of the matter if you understand the structure of the society and you live among all people in Namibia. Don't only look at one sector of the society, because if you have few wealthy, more not only poor, but people without direction and hope, then you not get that system in order. When you have a system that cannot monitor and evaluate, and it start to strategically corrupt, because if it's strategically corrupt, you won't see it until the system is rotten. And when the system is not able to sustain that, then it will be war against all. Like what's happening in SA. Somebody is at the commission. The witness is gunned down. You do not know. Maybe somebody that you are sending to protect that witness, you did not pay him much. He was going to be paid 20 times. Then he shoot down that person. And when the system is broken, no one is going to be safe. When the system is broken, no one is going to be safe. That's why we're always indicating to say, in terms of developmental priorities, let us hope that we are very economic and know exactly where we are going. And the data don't lie. And maybe we should invest more in STEM, in science, technology, and mathematics field. In data, maybe we should invest more in data. Science in M&E, so that we understand numbers, so that we are not being tricked by numbers. Maybe we invest more in that aspect, and when we invest more in that aspect, then we'll track down what we have done and how things should be done. So it's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. And you can still give your voice at 083-288-401-083-288-401. We understand that you are on holiday. We understand that, you are on holiday. But Even when you're on holiday, the economy is not stopping. The economy is not stopping when you're on holiday. And I was, you know, I was watching some economic analysis, and an analyst just gave an example of somebody. Everybody must understand how the economy is working. It is the basic of an economy. And he was giving an example of a baker, to say. A baker always make sure that he makes bread every day, even to a person that they don't talk to, because that is business. Economy is about interest. And he was giving an example to say, but yeah, let us look at the caller and move forward. Good morning.
Maybe, David, you need to explain something to me to make me understand that concept of holiday.
Come again?
So maybe you need to, I need to be convinced and made understand about the issue of holiday.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Is it only holiday when we are away from the our formal employment?
No, but,
and then when we are in the informal employment, is not considered as an activity.
Yeah, but holiday is a self-explanatory concept, but it also depends on how you look at it. I think it's like a free day from your normal busy day.
So because
you also have public holiday that are well known.
One I understand.
Yeah.
That public holiday I understand, but yeah. The holiday, when people are now releasing themselves or being released by their boss from their formal employment, and they go to the north here, for example, or wherever, are we on holiday this time, around this season?
Many people are not on holiday, and not everybody is on holiday, because some business...
Everybody is on holiday. Even those people who are, even when you leave your office now and you come here, are you assuming the holiday?
Come again?
When it say, for example, you,
then
they release you from your boss, release you.
Yeah.
You come here,
and
then to the north, for example, where you are plowing, you are doing this activity. Is that a holiday?
Yeah, it's a holiday. It depends on what you do with it. When you are on honeymoon, you are on holiday. But when you do other things, it depends on what you do with it.
Yeah. I wonder why the informal economic sector is not coming up, and it's not even regarded as adding any value to the adding value to, like, just, I mean, consider as valuable like the way you consider this formal activities.
Who said it's not?
This is where we have a problem.
Who said it not, is not considered if it's employed more than 58% of Namibians?
But why do you think that? Why do you think that people who are coming to work on the informal sectors on holiday, and therefore they cannot be compensated?
But we are going to debate tomorrow about that. It's only that
we'll debate about this so that you can take some of these concepts and see how valuable they are.
Okay, thank you, Ne.
Welcome.
Right. Yeah. Yes. There is no. Everyone, you are entitled to the reasoning, and you cannot shoot down any person's opinion. It's not correct. But yeah, that is that was early morning scoop. Time is 8 a.m. and we are transferring the mic to the big mic in Ondangwa to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe, bye bye for now. See you around. And enjoy your holiday, those of you who are on holiday. And take care of yourself. Don't do what you don't want others to do to you. And don't touch people's people. And also be economic about resources, because 2026 is still waiting for everybody. And this It's almost just 1 week from now, because we are not, we are about to conclude. But yeah, bye bye. See you around.